The Gemara here in Moikatan Daf Yud Zayin, which repeats itself in Chagiga Tes Zayin and Kedushin Daf Mem, is a very challenging Gemara, certainly as we approach Rosh Chodesh Elul and Shuva. It's a challenging Gemara regarding the aspect of Chet, the aspect of sin. Just to review the Gemara quickly, Amar Rav Elia Zaken. Rav Elia Zaken said, Im Roa Adam Shiitzro Miskabra Lov, a person sees as Yisohar is overpowering him. Yelech Lamakum Shein Makirno, so go to a place they don't recognize you. V'yilbash Shechorim. And you should put on black clothing. Why black clothing? So I saw in the Sefer Migdolei HaChasidus in Chelek Tes. So they cited the son of the Divrei Chaim of Baruch Halberstam, who said that if a person wore white to go sin, then he would think he's a Rebbe. If he's wearing white, and then he'll tell himself he doesn't need to go to the far off place and he'll do whatever he wants because I'm dressed like a Rebbe. So better the Rebbes used to wear white. So that's why you put on black. So you shouldn't think you're so chashuv. Cover yourself and wrap yourself in black. Do what your heart desires. Do not desecrate Hashem's name in public. Which leads to the following question. Is Chazal instructing us how to sin? Is Chazal telling us that a person should actively go and do an Avera? So this question has bothered the Rishonim and the Achronim up until recent times as well. To be clear, both the Rif and the Rush in our Gemara here in Moed Katan both state that we don't paskin like Rav Elai. The halacha is not like him. A person, that's not the practice that a person should conduct themselves to actively know and go and commit averos. And they say, the Gemara and Bracha says, HaKol b'idei Shemayim, chutz mi'ira Shemayim. We have bechir, we have free choice. There's no concept of saying that I can't control my Yetzirah, I can't do it, and therefore I have a heter to go and do an aver at the end of the day. Every person has the ability to calm down the Yetzirah. So why doesn't the Gemara tell the person to go and learn Torah? Like the Gemara in Brachos stuff. Hey, the Gemara says, if you have a problem with the Yetzirah, go learn Torah. So the Chidah writes in the Pesach Einayim that we're dealing with a case where the Yetzirah won't allow the person to even go learn Torah. That's how strong the Yetzirah is in that situation. The Nachal Eshkol in Koheles in Perek Yud, so he says that Shlomo HaMelech writes expressly against Rav Elai when he says, Im ruach ha-moshel ta'ale alecha, when the wrath of the Yetzer, the Moshel, this terrible king, flares up against you, don't abandon your post. Stand firm, stay where you are, involve yourself in Limud HaTorah, and take over the Yetzer. Okay, so the Chidah is unclear which way he holds. Yes, you should learn Torah. Torah is enough, but we'll ignore the Chidah. We'll ignore the Chidah and put it on the side for now. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky is quoting the Pnimei Rabbeinu Yecheskel and notes that Rashi in Parshas Ki Tesei says that the Torah permitted the Eishes Yefas Toar because the Torah knew that a person would be able to control themselves in the heat of battle, and they allowed the person to go and make such an action even though it was not necessarily appropriate, but the Torah permitted it. And therefore, all other Yitzharas, whether the Torah did not give an outlet or not, is something that we can control. Meaning the Torah is making a statement by Eishes Yefas Toar. The Torah is saying, here, I'll give you an out, because I know you can't control the Yitzhara. But if I'm only giving you an out over here, it means that every other case, says Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, it must mean that you're able to control and you should overcome the Yitzhara in these cases as well. And this view touches on the common understanding of the Ramban, that Hashem doesn't give someone a nisayon they can't overcome. And it's stated explicitly in the Chedushi HaRim, in Vayikra Perek Yud. The Chedushi HaRim says, Achzeh Klal Gadol, this is the rule, She'ein Ma'midin Min HaShemayim Neged Adam, Hashem does not set up in front of any person, Kim Kefi She'achol La'amo Negdo, whatever you can withstand against it, Vim Haya Be'adua She'ein Be'kocho La'amo Neged Zeh, if it is known that you cannot withstand the Seitzahara, Lo Haya Mastir Mimenu Be'ofen Hazah, Hashem would not put you in such a situation. Lo Tzedek HaKohen, the Tzedek HaTzadik seems to disagree with this, or maybe agrees, but to a point. But as it seems to be, the understanding of Yecheskel Abramsky and the Ramban and the Chiddush HaRim is that Hashem is not going to set up a person for them to fail. Hashem assumes us to be able to pass the tests, except in the case of Eishes Yefas Toar. V'lchanan Wasserman and the Kovitz Mamarim also struggles with Rav Elai, and he says, an ikar of Emunah is that we have the choice to control our actions. And he leaves Rav Elai as a tzarech in, as how to understand Rav Elai, telling us to go do averos. However, the Akedas Yitzchak and Parshas Ki Seitzei says that even the Rush and the Rif would admit that there's a place for Rav Elai if a person knows he can't control his Yetzer. A person has told himself, I can't. I'm going to sin, whatever it may be, food, inappropriate actions, whatever it could be. And therefore, says the Akedas Yitzchak, a person can use Rav Eli as a method in Avodas Hashem when it comes to doing an Avera. So he understands the Torah, we don't paskin like Rav Eli, but Rav Eli is giving us an approach in how to handle when it comes to doing an Avera at the end of the day. So what is Rav Eli telling us? There are three opinions in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel in Kedushin says that there's no hetzer to sin. Rather, the dressing in black and personal gullus breaks a desire and prevents the person from sinning. And then he can do kamo shalibo chayfetz. What does that mean? He can do his proper intentions because the Yitzhar is not controlling him. Kamo shalibo chayfetz means you're going to do the real Ratzon Hashem. You're not going to do the Avera. Tosfos in Kedushin rejects this because the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's mutzer to sin and that it's better to do it in a place that everyone created a chilul Hashem. The Marsha suggests an answer as well. The Marsham in the Tchelos Mordechai cites the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, the famous Rambam who says that if a person won't give a get, we beat the guy up until he says Rotza Ani, right? And he says the same thing over here. The person should go and break his will, dress in black, run far away, until he breaks the Yitzhara, until he does kol mashalibo chafes, until he does really his inner desire to behave and do the proper thing at the end of the day as well. And he explains, this is what it says, when Hashem says that there's no machshava tova, we call yetzer machshavos libo rak rak kol hayom. That when Hashem saw that the people in the door by the flood had no intention of ever doing the right thing, that's when Hashem decided to bring the flood. The second sheet is the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, who says that if a person does a Dvar Rishus, I'm not doing an Avera or a Mitzvah, I'm doing something Parav, but that Parav thing, is it going to create a Chil Hashem? Because he's a respected member of the community. The Gemara in Yuma says, for example, a rabbi buying something on credit could be a Chil Hashem because people think he's not paying. Then he should go to a different community and behave that way since they don't know of his status. Really, the person should overcome the Yitzhara and act in a more refined manner. But because he cannot, he should go somewhere else in order to not make a Chil Hashem in front of those people who know him. The person who wants to dress in a way, act in a way in public, that's not an Avera, but it's not becoming for his level of Kavod. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That person should overcome his Yitzhara and go somewhere else and do the Yitzhara in a place where the people are not going to know who he is, and he can, you know, do that thing that won't be so bekavodic for his position. The third sheet is Rabbeinu Chananel, again in Moikatan, who says that Rav Eli is allowing frivolous behavior, eating, drinking, singing, that can lead to averos. If a person needs to do those frivolous things, they're not isurim, but they're silly things that can lead to averos, then go and dress in black and go far away and try to overcome that Yitzhara and those feelings. And if you can't, then fulfill the taiva to do those silly things that can lead to averos. But there's no heter to violate any mitzvahs. It's clear from Rashi and Chagiga that the Gemara is meant to be read kipshuto, that's dealing with someone who wants to do an avera. And the simple reality is that a person's going to sin and it's better to sin in private and not in public. There's a piece in the Otzer Hakipa. I think I actually have it here on the bookshelves. Rav Aryeh Wasserman, who lives in Yerushalayim, so he has two volumes on head coverings in Halacha. So he has a discussion about Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe about if a person's going to do an Avera, a person who wants to go to a movie theater he shouldn't go into, should he wear a yarmulke or take off his yarmulke to do an Avera? Is it better to do an Avera with the yarmulke on or the yarmulke off? So Rav Moshe says better to keep the yarmulke on. You shouldn't do two bad things. At least one is enough. You shouldn't do two things. So Rabbi Wasserman wants to use this Gemara of going somewhere else and hiding your identity, perhaps as an approach in those positions who say that one should remove the yarmulke when doing Aver. Rav Moshe says to keep it on, but perhaps it's going in that path as well. You shouldn't compound the Avera. The Netziv as a tshuva in the Meish of Davar in Chelek Beis and Siman Ram Dalad, he was asked about a woman who couldn't control her desire to be with her husband when she was a Nida. And she wanted to go to the mikveh during the day in order to take care of it, at least on that end. So the Netziv in his response notes that the issue touches upon the machlokas of the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel regarding Rav Eli. Do we tell the person to do it or not to do the Aveir at the end of the day? Just two more points. Rav Yehuda Henkin, in his Shuvas B'nai Banim in Chelik Dal Simon Chaf, he was asked about a boy in Yeshiva who was struggling with being Motzi Zara Levatala, the Shechva Zara. Within his broader discussion, he suggests, I think, a beautiful understanding of our Gemara. and it's based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis. Midarkei HaTshuva, of the path of Tshuva, is Lihyos Hashev Tzoeik Tamid. The person doing Tshuva should cry out constantly, L'fnei Hashem, Bebechi, Ubetachnunim, with supplications. V'osit Tzedakah K'fikochi, should give charity according to his ability. U'misrachei Karbe Min HaDavar, Shechet Bo, and he should stay away from that thing that caused him to sin. Umeshana Shmo, you should change his name. Kolomar Ani Acher Ve'Eni Oso Ha'ish She'Asa Osan Hamaisim Umeshana Maisav. He should change his name and say, "I'm not the person who does those things." The Rambam says a person needs to view himself that in the past that's how I behave, but I'm a different person. That person who sinned is not me. I'm a good person. That Aveira, that Chait, is not part of who I am. It's something separate. It's something that is distinct from my real personality. That's how a person, a Baal Tshuva, should view himself and say that that mistake, that terrible behavior I did, is not really who I am. So Rav Henkin says that by going somewhere else and dressing differently, you're saying, I'm going to do this Aveira, but I'm putting on a costume. I'm going to a different location to show that this Aveira that I'm going to do is not who I am. I'm somebody else. I'm a better person. And I'm kind of putting on a show to signify to myself and to my, hopefully, soon process of tshuva that the sin that I'm doing now is not really who I am at the end of the day. I just want to end with a beautiful pshat in our Gemara from Rav Yerucham Levavitz in the Das Torah, in Chelek Beis of Dvarim. He's actually the opening piece in Parshas Kisetze, and he makes the following point. He has a very beautiful idea about dealing with the Yetzirah, and he says there should never be a time when a person is not struggling and trying to do something to overcome the Yetzirah. There's no such situation when a person is struggling with a sin or a chait that he's not trying to do something to battle the Yetzirah. We find this in the Parsha of Eishes Yifas Torah, he says, where the Torah is guiding and helping this man deal with his taiva and his desires, even when he has faltered and brought home this non-Jewish woman. The Torah is guiding every step of the way to alleviate the Aveira as much as possible, growing out the nails, the hair, the whole story. And a person should never think that it's all or nothing when it comes to Avodas Hashem. A person should never think, well, I'm going to do this sin, so whatever, I might as well chuck out the whole thing and do the Aveira. Says the Torah, Hashem stands with you every step of the way. Even when you're doing the Aveira, Hashem is standing next to you, and he's holding your hand, and he's guiding you to try to help you to get through that difficult period in your life. And he cites our Gemara, and he explains that each step of the way Chazal give a person advice how not to descend further, and they hold his hand no matter what's going on. Even to the point where the person says, I'm going to sin, they try to limit the damage by preventing a Chil Hashem. As he notes, Limud Nora Ad Kama HaTorah Do'eges Ba'avur Ha'adam. Our Gemara is an amazing lesson in how much the Torah loves you, how much the Torah loves a person, even when they're doing an Aveira. That Hashem says, you're going to do an Aveira? Fine. But if you're going to do it, let me be there with you to try to make it not as bad. Let's try to lessen it. Let's try to pull back a little bit so it's not so severe at the end of the day. Don't view this Gemara as a heter to sin, says Rav Yerucham, but as a sign that the Torah is with us and trying to help us no matter what we're doing at any point in time. He said that's how he learns the Gemara. That when Rav Eli says to go and dress a certain way, go to a different location and do the Aveira, not saying, here's a heter, get out of jail free card. What the Gemara is saying is, I'm going to be with you the whole time. I'm going to show you that even when you have to do an Aveira, you have to do the wrong thing, I'm going to try to help it a little bit less. It shouldn't be to such an extent. And that's how he views it. This Lima Noor, this amazing lesson that Hashem and Chazal are with us at every step of the way. Okay, we'll stop here.